You're listening to Sound Effect on KNKX 88.5 FM. I'm Jennifer Wing, and today's theme is liar, liar. And there are many reasons why we lie. Sometimes people lie to steal money. This past spring, hundreds of thousands of dollars, possibly over a million, were stolen from Chinese international students going to school at the University of Washington. About 90 students fell for a scam that promised 5% off their tuition bill for summer classes if they used a third party, an alleged fellow student who went by the pseudonym FY to make the payment. 21-year-old Justin Su, a mechanical engineering student on a budget and looking to save money, took the bait. His heart sank when the university called to tell him that they did not receive the $11,000 needed to pay for his summer quarter.
First, I was really confused, thought it might be a mistake from them. And once I immediately went to the international office and asked about it. And a lady in the office told me that it was a scam. And I was really angry because I just got cheated on that. Yeah, they used my trust and stole the money.
Tiffany Ran joins us in the studio, and you are a writer for Northwest Asian Weekly. And you covered this story. And can you explain how this unfolded?
Everyone kind of attributes this back to this mysterious FY, this female student who has been a leader of the Helsky Help Organization over at the University of Washington. And a lot of students had gotten these WeChat messages from her, basically introducing a discount of sorts, 5% off their tuition. If they were to provide the login information for their student accounts to her or some other friend of hers, they will complete the transaction for them and make that payment at a discounted rate. WeChat is a social media app that's very commonly used in China. So this is a way for someone like FY to basically use a pseudonym and approach many, many people.
And another thing that Justin said, FY is a trusted person.
She was really popular, like she was famous among the Chinese students, so everybody thought she would not do such thing like this.
Yeah, so she was a student at the time at the University of Washington.
Graduated now, I believe, and no longer in the country is what we assume. Not only was she popular among the students because she led this organization, something that surprised me was that she really took the principles behind this organization of helping international students. She took this concept and brought it to China. So she's actually, in my research, I found that she's actually hosted a couple of events in various provinces in China, instructing students on how life in the States would be like, what they would have to prepare if they wanted to go to school there. And this was a very big thing for a lot of students in China hoping to go to the United States. Her seminar or her face was one of the first introductions to this idea.
She did this as a student.
She did.
She went to China and kind of laid the groundwork for people interested in coming to study here.
Right.
And then when they were here, the Husky Help Organization has that word help in it.
Yes.
How did it help students?
I know first and foremost it was a community. So it's a kind of a central place that you can go and seek out other students that are in similar circumstances as you. If you're coming into the States, not quite familiar with the language, not quite familiar with how things work. So I believe that it was primarily social, but probably also offered a lot of good resources behind that.
Do we know this person's name?
I did encounter a name, but I wasn't able to substantiate it. And at the time of my reporting, I was told by the UW law enforcement that was involved with the investigation that they are asking media to not release any names for the security of the investigation. At this point, they are not certain whether this FY student is just a member of a larger organization using her connections to reach out to those that she knows. She could be one of many.
How did the mechanics of this scam work? How did the money get from for the summer quarter get from the students into these international bank accounts?
I was told by Justin and some other students that they were instructed to write a check or provide this money to a friend of hers who would come and pick up that payment from them, who would then somehow pass it on to FY. And from that point on, it gets a little hazy. Something that surprised me while I was reporting on this was that, you know, I came in thinking that this was happening at the University of Washington, but law enforcement at the University of Washington had said that they've spoken to other schools, and it's very likely that the scam has also been happening at other schools, not just within the state, but within the country.
In talking to Justin, one of the things that really surprised him and seemed very hurtful is that this came from within the Chinese community.
I think it shouldn't be like this at all. Like, the Chinese people should be helping each other in another country, not to cheat on other people.
I can only relate as an immigrant. Something that's ingrained for most immigrants, I would think, is that you come to this country and once you've made it, you give back. I believe that they come to this country and they're seeking out other international students who have been in their shoes, who are willing to help them. And that community building is very essential for them. It essentially replaces the family unit that they were so used to having. So for this to come from one of their own community members, it's very shocking for them and probably very devastating.
If you could put us in their shoes and explain why they would want to hide this and not confront it head on.
I've heard about students who are afraid to tell their parents, so they're borrowing money from friends, from various friends, just to try to make up the difference that was lost. I think beyond the losing face and feeling kind of stupid about what had happened, there's the sense of them being one of the few students in their area that get to go abroad and study at a school in the United States. And that's a big deal for them and most likely a big deal for their families.
How likely do you think it is that they will get their money back?
I think it's pretty slim. And I think the advocates that are trying to help these students want very much to temper their expectations. For Justin, he's looking at her like she's the culprit, she should be punished, whereas the American legal system is looking at this like a magnitude of crimes have been committed and you need evidence to substantiate all of that. For this case to be resolved, I think really involves a lot of manpower and a lot of evidence that we may not have. And I just, I'm really not sure how this is going to work out. But I feel terrible for the students because it seems that they have a picture of America being this sort of place of justice and righteousness. And this is probably going to be the second blow in a series of shocking events for them, is to realize that they may not see a resolution as soon as they would like.